This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. intelligence assessment estimates this week's explosion at a Gaza hospital caused on the low end of up to 300 deaths. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The unclassified assessment seen by the AP describes it as still a staggering loss of life. While officials in Hamas-ruled Gaza quickly blamed an Israeli airstrike, Israel denied it. The U.S. assessment notes only light structural damage to the hospital itself and no visible impact crater. That echoes statements from President Biden on down that intelligence officials do not believe an Israeli strike caused the explosion.
Initial indications are that this was from an errant rocket that was launched by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. is still assessing exactly what happened. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said on Thursday that during the past 2 weeks, the U.S. has been flying military support for Israel, including two Iron Dome missile defense systems it had previously purchased, and a number of artillery ammunition and other categories of critical equipment will be flown over to Israel in the following days.
This assistance is comprised of capabilities requested by Israel to include precision-guided munitions, such as joint direct attack munitions, small-diameter bombs, 155-millimeter artillery ammunition, and other categories of critical equipment.
Iron Dome was developed by state-owned Rafael Advanced Defense Systems with U.S. backing to counter rocket fire from Lebanon that hit Israeli towns during the 2006 war with Hezbollah and from Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, where Hamas Islamists took control in 2007. It became operational in 2011. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The focus at former President Donald Trump's civil trial in New York is his son Eric's valuation of property. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Documents and testimony suggest Eric Trump envisioned a lofty value on New York's Trump National Golf Club. The family business wanted to build luxury townhouses there. The claims in the trial are Trump, his company, and executives, including Eric Trump, fraudulently inflated the value of properties on financial statements. An appraiser testified Trump's son had lofty ideas and may have felt the appraisal of the golf club was too low, but said a higher number would not have been credible. The former president and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner denies the allegations and says the documents in question actually underestimate the value of his prime properties. I'm Ed Donahue.
China on Thursday said it is, quote, deeply disappointed in the U.S. for blocking a U.N. resolution that would have condemned all violence against civilians in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The U.S. vetoed the resolution on Wednesday, saying it was too early to craft an appropriate Security Council response to the crisis. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning commented on the matter at a daily news briefing, calling on the U.N. Security Council to heed the calls of Palestinian people and Arab countries and play its role in promoting a ceasefire. The resolution, sponsored by Brazil, had wide support and would have condemned all violence against civilians, including the heinous terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Federal regulators have approved the expansion of a natural gas pipeline in the Pacific Northwest, despite some opposition. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The pipeline runs more than 1,300 miles through Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, and its owner, TC Energy, says the project is needed due to growing demand. However, it's opposed by environmental groups and officials in the affected states who say the pipeline expansion would undermine their climate goals to reduce emissions. After the approval by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the group's chairman, Willie Phillips, said, quote, there is no evidence presented that this project would significantly increase greenhouse gas emissions. The pipeline belongs to the same company behind the now abandoned Keystone Pipeline. I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Union has demanded Meta and TikTok detail their efforts to curb illegal content and disinformation during the Israel-Hamas war. The 27-nation bloc's executive branch on Thursday formally requested that the social media companies provide information on how they're complying with pioneering new digital rules. Meta and TikTok were asked to explain what they've done to reduce the risk of spreading and amplifying terrorist and violent content, hate speech, and disinformation. The Israel-Hamas war is putting the new digital rules to the test. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.